Blog Talk Radio.
I think I missed my cue there when to start for the first time in history.
I think that's a cliche note that this enterprise should be a...
What?
I think it is. I do.
Oh, my goodness. We got a hot one here. I think it might be Mr. McNichol.
Who is it? Let's see.
What's
I have
up,
no
Jamie?
Idea. What's up? Oh, yeah, it's him. He's there. What's up?
I'm here. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Nothing. I was talking to your dad last night. He told me you challenged him with a trivia about the Division I mascots. He said he was terrible.
I know he's not very good. I thought he would be better, but he did not do very good at all.
I was mailing him last night, so he told me to give you a call and find out what I can do.
I'm sure you can do a lot.
It's not a high bar.
No,
so
it's not, bro.
Gotta get your thoughts. What are you thinking, Sixers, man? Come on, tell me.
I'm thinking that it's gonna be, you know, so exciting, and you know, the bottom line is that we've been through a lot to get to this point for a lot of years, even beyond just the losing so much, even beyond the one playoff series win in like 15 years. So we deserve everything that we are getting right now, I feel like, for everyone that's cared about. I think that they deserve what they got this week and more. And I just think that, you know, we hopefully, if everything stays the way it should and nothing crazy happens instead of injury and things, which is never a given. It should be a pretty exciting, you know, couple years of Sixers basketball coming.
I agree. Playoffs this year, or do you got to wait one more year?
I'm not so, you know, bullish to think that they will actually make the playoffs this year. I think they'll make a drastic, you know, if they get up to 35-36 wins and be like the 10th seed or the 9th seed, that's okay, because an 8-win improvement is like a drastic improvement. So I will not go on the playoff train yet. Of course, free agency shows to happen, and they could add, you know, someone there that could change the fortunes a little bit. But I'm not on that train like some others.
Yeah, I agree. I think people are pushing a little bit too much. You just got to improve next year.
It's natural to do, but I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be so fun to watch, even if they don't, you know, do the win total that you expect.
Yeah, We just got to get through this Philly season, and then we got the Eagles and Sixers to look forward to, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get through it. It's hard to get through it. There's a long way to go, a long way of pain to go, but it's happening. Thank you for your contribution so much.
All right, Jamie. Good talk to you, bud. Love the show.
Yes. Who is this now? You give me all your... let's see. Who is this?
Welcome in.
Is he
Jamie,
there?
It's Bob. It's Bob.
Oh,
how you,
yeah,
how you doing,
it is
buddy?
Kind of, welcome, sir. How are you doing?
My man, I'm good. Hey, I got two questions for you. One, if you have the option to sign KCP, Paul Millsap, or Redick, who are you giving the money to?
I think it's got to be I'm not in love with any of those three options, really. I don't think they're in a great option. But, you know, I think KCP would be probably the best. I know he just got suspended 2 games for all this stuff, DUI, but I know in terms of age that he's still in his 20s and stuff. And, you know, Redick is 33 today. I think we'll end up signing Redick, and I really don't know between those two shooters who I would side with.
Okay. How about Millsap? Do you like his game?
No, I think Millsap has not really. I know he'll be a good cog, but I think we have enough people that can do what he can do already. So that's why I think he'll get a ton of money from somebody. I do.
Right, I hear you. I'm just looking at it where I think if they have their big core three, they have to key on keeping those guys for the long haul, and then maybe put in there a 2 or 3 year contract free agent every 2-3 years,
well,
kind of like the Spurs and the Warriors.
Yes. I think you always do have to kind of supplement people around them. I think they will sign someone. I don't think they're just going to go into the season with this team, but I don't know who they're going to be, but I think it'll be someone.
All right, now I have two more big picture NBA questions for you. One, at the end of this season, where does LeBron end up?
I think he's definitely going to one of the LA teams if they don't, you know, win a championship and are able to beat the Warriors. I think if they, like, win a championship next year and, you know, beat the Warriors somehow, I think he'll stay then. But short of that, I don't think he'll stay.
All right, I agree. I think he'll be a Laker next year. All right, man, and then I was just watching NBA TV, and the question there is, in 3 years from today, who's the better team in the NBA, Sixers or Celtics?
I think that's so hard to say, because I think the Celtics could be so different in 3 years than they are now. So I can't answer that really, right? Because there could be so much movement on the Celtics over the next, you know, 2 years, 3 years. Well, I don't know what the answer is, because I think the Celtics could change so much.
No, I agree. Well, I think if it's me, my rooting interest is they make a trade for Paul George to boost some of their assets, and then he leaves for L.A. at the end of next season, which puts us in a better spot, hopefully.
Well, I think he does want to go to L.A. I think he'll do whatever it takes to go there. I do. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I love these NBA questions. I think they're definitely going to sign someone now. It's coming fast, free agency, 10 days.
Was he talking?
No, he's like... I need some thoughts of you, Mr. Fella. Man.
What?
What a mommy. Join us to talk Philly sports.
Yeah, that's
well,
a good...
honestly, so much has happened since the last time. We had, what is it, 2 weeks?
I don't know.
We now...
What do you think of that...
NBA champion.
What do you think of that question, who's going to be better in 3 years from today? Sixers or Celtics?
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think you could answer.
Come on.
Because the Celtics have changed so much.
I care less about the Celtics. The Sixers are the next great team.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Embiid could blow up his knee. And they won a training camp and never play again.
I refuse to go down that road. It's just an exercise of futility. I just want to think positive thoughts and revel in the foundation that is now built in place and ready to rock for 10 years.
Now is the time
Three
for that.
Three championships, five finals appearances.
I know, but will you at least acknowledge that they're not going to be a playoff team next year?
That's the biggest joke I've heard in a week.
What?
They're a guaranteed playoff team. No way.
I think it's... how many games are they going to win this?
Oh, this... I listened to the clips of I didn't... You know what's funny? I was listening to 94 that night, I heard Spike say 60 wins, and I thought, man, he is very positive.
No, he right? didn't really
when
mean
he was
that.
Joking. There. I missed the beginning earlier because I didn't realize he was furious at the camera. When the camera said 44 wins, which I think is easily achievable, 44 wins.
That's a 16 win more than a pair
less. Basically did not play the majority of the game here.
You know, other teams get better too in the
I watched Embiid play. I watched Simmons play in summer ball, and I'm a little disappointed. That Simmons isn't playing summer ball again.
Why? So he could get hurt again? Is that really what you want?
I mean, what are we going to hide? We're scared to death and the guy's going
to
get hurt?
No reason
and guess
to.
What? He
no.
could have been back after 8 weeks last time. That was an overreacting tank.
He couldn't have. I know what you're going to say. He was 19 years old. 19 years old doesn't take a whole season.
Exactly. A broken bone?
I know that's your defense, but that's not a good one.
What do you mean it's not a good defense? It's reality. It does not take more than 8 weeks for a 19-year-old to heal a broken bone. It's a joke. They were tanking. They used that.
They didn't tank the whole season, man. They tanked.
As soon as Embiid missed the playoffs, the All-Star game, on the bench, rest of the season.
What?
I mean, it was glorified tanking.
Yeah.
It was
but
not
it wasn't,
obnoxious tanking. It was... hidden, obscured tanking.
It helped that they win it once or twice a week. So you had wins.
You had some wins, yeah. You didn't have once or twice a week. They only play like, what, three times a week? Four at the most?
No, I say at least once a week they were winning. It's a nice clip once a week.
Really? So much. Oh, my God. Honestly, there's so many things here. First of all, we need to somehow work in the – oh, my gosh, 5 minutes. The mascots for the college, because I was – we should have hit Mr. Nickel.
I know.
We
should
have given everyone his top.
I know he was telling me that – you were telling him about it, and you were not doing well.
He was killing it.
You don't pay attention to college anything.
No,
because he goes down at El House every single week. Yeah.
To watch college football?
Does he?
Saturday night.
He told me that.
Yeah, he loves it. Saturday night he goes and watches. What is the deal? The only problem with running the show on the iPad is it goes to sleep. There's not a lot of callers.
He don't pay any attention to college.
Well,
that's not a bad thing because you're laser focused on NFL goings on during the season.
That's fine. What do you think they gave the Sixers a draft grade?
I don't know. A minus.
Hey.
What?
What do you give them?
I think there's no way you can't give them A. Justifiably not give them A. I don't know how you could justify not giving them A. Really.
Guess what? The 25th pick.
What?
That's a guy from Paris.
Yeah, he's from the EVA, yeah.
the day before, this black guy called out 94 and was talking about picking this guy.
He was,
and this and now he was flipping out. And the guy was like,
he made it sound like I'm sure he's talking about Frank Ntilikina, not this guy.
The 25th pick.
Nah, he's probably talking about Frank Ntilikina, not this guy.
No, whoever 25th was. Because then he called yesterday. He called back.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike apologized to him and said, you nailed it. And I heard both calls, and I couldn't believe it. Some obscure European dude.
Yeah, from the 80s, and he knows about it.
And Tommy's all sorts of fired up how in love the Sixers are with these Europeanos.
I know. Because they don't have enough roster spots.
Well, and he doesn't know them. It's not fun. You watch the guys in college. These Europeans, you don't watch them.
And you don't really watch 12th either, is the thing of it.
Don't watch what?
Don't watch 12th either, because that's so bad.
Exactly. I never saw him play.
No, not many people done in this during that.
But we got ourselves an Iverson here, or what?
I think we got a good modern day NBA point guard, yes.
You think it's going to be phenomenal?
I think 37 wins this year.
Brett Brown said they start in five yesterday on the radio.
No.
With Mike.
We are, this form, I'm sure this team, we
Mike said it. He's, well, Dario.
No, he.
Joel. Cub.
They're not going to be going to
Fultz.
Get
Simmons.
One of them has to get
46 wins. Third seed playoffs, second round, or conference finals.
You're going to be a severely...
Am I too ambitious?
Yeah. I think it would be great if they could get to, like, 38 wins. 10-win improvement? Come on, how can you not like that?
Well, why don't you try 16-win improvement? How about that?
No, that's too...
How about that?
That's too much. Because they're going to run out of... 18-win
improvement.
There's too many good teams. Celtics are going to be better. Knicks are going to be better.
There's too many bad teams. That's why we're going to win so many games.
You know, that's people's argument, but I just don't think it's right. I don't think there's a lot of bad teams.
There are tons.
I think there's a lot of okay teams, but not a lot of bad ones.
He sucks. Aside from the Wizards, who only won 48 games themselves, I think.
Is that what they won, 48?
Yeah,
well, they still got to the second round playoffs.
No. They got to the...
Wait. No. Okay. Southeast Cavern Conference Finals. Right, we're done.
Sign off in case it's taken.